President Trump's budget director, Mick Mulvaney, spoke at Stanford University last Thursday defending the House Republicans' health care plan. And when it came to what's being called the Jimmy Kimmel test, that, as Kimmel said, no parent should ever have to decide whether they can afford to save their child's life if that child has something like the heart condition Kimmel's newborn has, Mulvaney said this.
Everybody agrees that if your kid is born with those conditions, we will come together as a community to make sure we can take care of that. But that doesn't mean that we want to take care of the person or should be required to take care of the person who sits home, drinks Coca-Cola, no offense, drinks sugary drinks and doesn't exercise and eats poorly and gets diabetes. Is that the same thing as Jimmy Kimmel's kid? And I don't think that it is.
Well, the diabetes community is reacting. Dr. William Cefalu is chief medical officer at the American Diabetes Association. Dr. Cefalu, your first reaction.
Well, to say that we were disappointed at Director Mulvaney's comments would be an understatement. Again, the association represents more than 29 million people living with the disease, and we took an active stance in responding to this and dispelling this comment. Unfortunately, this kind of mindset promotes the unfounded and damaging myth that getting diabetes is, in essence, a lifestyle choice.
Well, let's clarify for people. We've spoken a great deal on the program about this. We'll link you to our other stories. But there are two types of diabetes, type 1, in which the pancreas doesn't work. People can't produce insulin, has absolutely nothing to do with lifestyle. Type 2 is, though, often referred to as lifestyle diabetes. It can be triggered by poor diet. So playing devil's advocate here, why isn't the budget director right? Force people to change their lifestyles.
Well, lifestyle certainly contributes, but even type 2 has a familial or genetic underpinning. People can be quite obese and never develop diabetes unless they have the genetic propensity for beta cell failure and not produce enough insulin. And also, there are many other forms of diabetes. There are individuals who are adults who are quite lean who develop diabetes, and they develop a type of diabetes like type 1 in the young. There is maturity onset diabetes in the young, which is genetically predisposed, and then we have the onset of type 2 in youth, which is a completely different disorder. So many of these, if not most, are genetically related. The important point is no one chooses the disease that gives them a high chance of developing blindness or kidney disease or cardiovascular disease.
Well, even if you find out you have a genetic predisposition, there are issues of education, access to good foods that many at-risk, lower-income people don't have. So a lot going on here. What, in your mind, could happen if certain kinds of diabetes are not covered?
Well, this is a chronic condition. And we do know that managing the complications and treating the blood pressure and the risk factors are incredibly important to improve quality of life and, for that matter, to reduce morbidity. So individuals who will not have the access to medications or education, this would be a problem. Uncontrolled diabetes will lead to these complications of blindness, kidney disease, and for that matter, cardiovascular and heart disease.
Well, for humanity's sake, but also for cost. I mean, if you're looking at cutting costs, it sounds like you'd only increase costs. William Cefalu, Chief Medical Officer at the American Diabetes Association. We'll continue to follow this. Thank you.
Thank you.
And to restate, there is a genetic underpinning to even the so-called lifestyle diabetes. Under Obamacare, companies cannot charge more for diabetes care. Under the Republican health care plan, they can. We will follow this story.